What are the big political issues facing Western Europe right now? There are the perennials, increasing economic growth to help pay for the welfare state, which is coming under massive strain as European societies are aging and the demands for health and social care are increasing year on year. We also have to worry about regional disparities. Italy and the UK has its north and south divide. Germany has its east and west divide. And then, of course, there's immigration, mostly from the Middle East, driven by poverty and by civil wars in places like Iraq, Syria, and Somalia. Immigration can help out our aging societies, but it also has triggered a huge backlash, particularly among the less educated. And that has presented mainstream right parties in Europe with an opportunity to frame their liberal left opponents as soft on immigration and suggest that they are somehow out of touch with ordinary people. Centre-right parties are finding that many of their relatively affluent, younger, college-educated voters are turned off by nationalism and by social conservatism, particularly if it has a religious tinge. It's the Christian Democratic parties that are doing worst of all. Which brings us to Germany. The CDU-CSU, which has dominated German politics for 60 to 70 years, is in trouble. It managed for a long time to buck the trend of Christian democratic decline, in part because Germany's left fragmented much earlier than the left in other countries because of the rise of the Greens early on there, and because the CDU-CSU was extraordinarily good at finding excellent leaders, Konrad Adenauer after the Second World War, and then much later on Helmut Kohl and Angela Merkel. And because of the history of Germany, in some senses inoculated German voters against very radical alternatives on the right. But at the last election, the CDU-CSU, which got 41% of the vote in 2013, dropped from 33% in 2017 to just 24% in 2021 and looks likely to lose power as a result. Interestingly, however, the CDU-CSU lost most of its votes, not to the populist radical right Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD, but rather it lost votes to the mainstream centre-left Social Democrats, which is in some ways a salutary reminder for those of us writing about these very polarised times that competence, that the economy's stupid, that convincing leadership and time for a change are still quite powerful forces in electoral politics. But it's also worth remembering that the CDU-CSU lost votes to the Greens and to the Liberal FDP, which is a reminder of the fact that what the late Ronald Inglehart, the US political scientist, called the silent revolution, the spread of liberal, progressive, and post-material values, can pose just as much of a problem for centre-right parties as the backlash we were talking about earlier. The next case and test, in some senses, for all this will be France, where an already fragmented mainstream right is facing a threat from the far right and Éric Zemmour, a xenophobic anti-immigrant politician who has broken through, is trying to unseat the current president, Emmanuel Macron, who, above and beyond any other politician in Europe, has been able to fashion a kind of centrist populism. Meanwhile, across the channel in the UK, we have a fairly traditional Conservative Party under Boris Johnson, which in these post-Brexit times has turned itself into a kind of ersatz populist radical right party, which seems to have less in common with the Conservative Party as we once knew it than it does with former President Trump, at the same time as prosecuting what some people like to see as a culture war or a war on woke,